She knew the guards patrolling it by now, had marked their faces and weapons, just as she had with the guards atop the high castle walls. She'd memorized their rotations and how they opened the three massive gates that led into the castle. It seemed that the Ash Rivers and their ancestors took safety very, very seriously. It had been 10 days since she'd arrived in Verez itself, after hauling ass from the coast. Not because she was particularly eager to kill her targets, but because the city was so damn large that it seemed her best chance of dodging the immigration officials, whom she'd given the slip instead of registering with their oh-so-benevolent work program. Hurrying to the capital had also provided welcome activity after weeks at sea, where she hadn't really felt like doing anything other than lying on the narrow bed in her cramped cabin, or sharpening her weapons with a near-religious zeal. "You're nothing but a coward," Nehemia had said to her. Every slice of the wedding stone had echoed it. Coward. 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 The word had trailed her each league across the ocean. She had made a vow to free Eelway. So in between moments of despair and rage and grief, in between thoughts of Kaol and the word keys, and